The Marriage Supper. The seventh and last tribulation trumpet. The atomic war is the end of the 1260 days, the 3.5 years of tribulation. Please see the pamphlet Nuclear War, If or When. There shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time your people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book, it says in Daniel 12:1. Time of trouble such as never was. When the nuclear bombs are flying and exploding, Jesus comes in the clouds to gather his children. It says in Matthew 24, verses 29 through 31, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. So that's nuclear aftermath. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds. The trump of God, in the world's darkest hour, the light of the world bursts through as the seventh and last trumpet sounds to announce the return of Jesus. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, which is the seventh trumpet, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. It says in 1 Corinthians 15:52. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. 1 Thessalonians 4:16 and 17. The difference between trumpet and trump. Trumpet is salpezi in the original Greek. Trump is salpigi, meaning war trumpet. The last trump is the war trumpet, and it announces that the battle of Armageddon is coming next. Those who have gone up with Jesus will first have the marriage supper of the Lamb, it says in Revelation 19:19. On earth is the wrath of God, or the nuclear aftermath. The seventh trumpet simultaneously announces the seven vials of the wrath of God, or the nuclear aftermath. Now this takes place on earth while the believers are celebrating in heaven. The Bible gives many details about what takes place on earth so we can clearly understand what is to be and make an informed decision. In heaven, we have the marriage supper. Revelation 10:7 says, he said to me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. These are the true sayings of God. This is no idle promise or figure of speech. This will surely happen. The mystery of God should be finished as he has declared to his servants the prophets. So this is Revelations 19:9 and Revelations 10:7. Are we going to be ashamed or shining? But why do you judge your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive according to what he has done, whether it is good or bad. It says in Romans 14:10 and 2 Corinthians 5:10. Many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Daniel 12:2. Some will be ashamed. Will that be me? I accepted Jesus. But did I ever do anything meaningful for him or anybody else? God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Revelation 21, verse 4. So there will be tears. Tears of joy, or tears of remorse, tears of apologizing to the ones that we hurt and instead should have helped. And they that are wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Daniel 12:3. The bride is ready. The marriage supper of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. Revelation 19:7. His wife is ready. She has passed the test. She is and will always be his faithful, dedicated wife. No lies could pry her away from the promises of her husband-to-be. There is this beautiful picture of a bride, and it says underneath, in our bridegroom's eyes, we are each one of us even more beautiful than this lovely bride. Our husband was so much in love with us that he was willing to face and conquer a painful death to win our hearts. 30 days of celebration. The prophet Daniel explains the 30 days. He writes, from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away and the abomination that makes desolate set up, there shall be 1290 days. That is Daniel 12:11. This means when the abomination is placed at the start of the tribulation, it will function for 1290 days. Jesus returns for his children after 1260 days. At that time, he will collect his children, but not destroy the abomination or the image. He does that 30 days later, when he returns with his saints on white horses. 1290 minus 1260 is 30 days. These 30 days are for the marriage supper. Isaiah 54 verse 5 says, for your maker is your husband. And eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the hearts of men the things which God has prepared for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. What a union, what a love feast, a honeymoon with the King of Love and his chosen princess. He raised her up from among the sinners of the earth, and she is now true royalty forever. She should be arranged in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Revelation 19:8. Their righteousness was that they knew they had no righteousness of their own. They relied solely on God's mercy, guidance, provision, and protection. Their trust in Jesus was the only righteousness they had. It was not an I am a holier than you self-righteousness. Rewards will be given. There will be appetizing hidden manna. They will be getting a new name on white stones. Revelation 2:17. Be strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. 2 Chronicles 15:7. James 1:12 says, blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Fear none of those things which you shall suffer. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. He that overcomes shall inherit all things. That is Revelations 2:10 and Revelations 21:7. Yay, we are rich. We inherit all things. The gold, the diamonds, and the pearls, it's all ours. But it is nothing compared to the love that we have received in the sacrifice of Jesus. If Jesus made lots of wine on earth as his first miracle, then there will be a lot of fun celebrations. The night before Jesus died, he said, I will drink no more wine until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Matthew 26:29. It says in John 2:10, you have kept the good wine until now. Jesus will have the honor to make the first toast, a toast to my bride, my friends, who were not ashamed of me but stuck up for me no matter what, the true heroes of the universe. He that shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 10:32. After this month of celebrating, cleansing, making up, recuperating, appreciating, loving, singing and dancing and feasting, everyone is refreshed and reinvigorated, ready for the next episode. Riding white horses, so we're going off to the stables to mount the white horses for world takeover. Heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, and on his thigh was written the name King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This is Revelation 19, verse 11, 14, and 16. On earth, during the marriage supper, Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet are working miracles and go to the kings of the whole world to gather them to battle of that great day of God Almighty. Revelation 21:7. Satan knows that Jesus will come back to Israel for world takeover. The only way Satan can get the kings of the earth and their armies to come is to convince them of the lie that evil aliens are invading. George Orwell said in his book 1984, if all accepted the lie which the party imposed, the lie became truth, and so the alien lie will become truth. So the question is, are Jesus and his followers aliens? Jesus said of his followers, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. John 17, verse 14 and 16. They are to think outside the worldly box of me first in order to help alleviate human suffering as he had done. People who, because of their faith in Jesus, overcame tremendous obstacles. Florence Nightingale did nursing. Henri Dunant started the Red Cross. Louis Pasteur invented penicillin. Mother Teresa, etc., etc., etc. An endless list of not aliens, but world changers. Armageddon. The Antichrist and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. That's Revelation 19, 19. Please see the pamphlet Armageddon. It says in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 17 through 24, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And when they began to sing and praise, everyone helped to destroy one another. They were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. Multitudes. Multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near, it says in Joel 3:14. At johanpeters.in, you'll find 65 plus pamphlets like these on many subjects, from creation to kingdom come. You can choose from 9 books. Other sites sell my books, but here they are all completely free. There's also no cookies and no info requests, so we can pass it on.